Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sake Revolution. This is America's first sake podcast, and I am one of your intrepid hosts. My name is John Puma from the Sake Notes. Also the administrator over the internet, Sake Discord. Come down and drink some sake with us sometime.
And I am your host, Timothy Sullivan. I am a sake samurai, I'm a sake educator, as well as the founder of the Urban Sake website. And every week, John and I will be here tasting and chatting about all things sake and doing our best to make it fun and easy to understand.
Yeah. So what is in store for us that's fun and easy to understand this week, Tim?
Well, it may be fun. I don't know about easy this week, but today we're tackling a topic that I have heard can divide the sake community. So we have brought in an expert to help us navigate these waters.
I feel like there are plenty of topics that can divide the sake industry. You're going to need to be more specific.
Well, today we're talking about sake cocktails, and we've invited award-winning and well-known mixologist Kenta Goto to join us today. Kenta was born and raised in Japan and came to New York at age 21 to actually pursue fashion design, but he took on some bartending gigs for part-time work. Soon he found himself at a seven-year stint as a mixologist at the world-famous Pegu Bar. And while he was there, he actually joined the management team and won Bartender of the Year in 2011. Now, by 2015, Goto-san had struck out on his own and opened his own place called Bar Goto on Manhattan's Lower East Side. Bar Goto was named Best New Bar by Time Out New York and Bon Appetit, and also was a James Beard Award semifinalist. In January 2020, Kenta opened a second branch of his cocktail empire called Bar Goto Nibon. Can't wait to hear all about those places and sake cocktails from Kenta. Kenta Goto, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
I'm really glad that you can be here because I think it's important to have a subject matter expert, and I don't think that Tim or I have sufficient sake cocktail mixing experience to really drive this one home and give it the attention it deserves.
Yeah, we do not for sure. And I get asked about sake cocktails all the time. So I'm super glad that Goto-san could join us.
Right, right. I think like before we get into the actual mixing of stuff, we have a couple of questions that we wanted to ask. Number one is, you know, how'd you get into bartending and cocktail making? This is a specialized field. I find a lot of people find interesting ways to get into, we'll say.
Yeah, so, Timothy just briefly mentioned that, yes, I did come to New York to pursue fashion. But long story short, after the school, I just couldn't get the job in fashion industry that enough to survive in New York. Mm-hmm. So that was the beginning. But it's a job where you meet so many people and you get the instant reaction when customers appreciate you. So more I did it, more I got into it, which was about 20 years ago. Then, although around that time, there were not many bartenders who were career oriented, but I was definitely fortunate enough to meet some bartenders who are making it. Then those people opened my eyes for making cocktails properly. And that was the beginning of it.
Wow, that's really interesting. Can you tell us about your bars, Bar Goto and Bar Goto Nibon? A little bit about what type of services you offer and what they're like?
Right. I'd say my bars are sort of kind of reflection of me as somebody who was born and raised in Japan and has been living in New York for a long time. It's a basically American bars with Japanese twist. And we introduce Japanese flavors, the ingredients through cocktails. But we also have sake, shochu, and comfort Japanese bar food.
That's awesome.
So what are your inspirations when you're designing your cocktails? I mean, you did mention that you like to use Japanese ingredients and bring some Japanese flavors, but I'm sure it goes further than that. So what is your philosophy about that?
For me to create cocktails, I just get the hint or ideas from just pretty much many things. But my inspiration mainly comes from just desire to upgrade like Asian themed cocktails. So when I first started it, people talk about like Asian cocktails, not exactly Japanese themed cocktails, just like Asian cocktails. And usually either like sake tini or like lychee martini. And I just didn't see no one really like do anything about it. Then as Asian working behind the bar, then a customer just look at me and ask you, hey, can you make me sake tini, lychee martini? And then I felt like it's my responsibility to, I mean, that it didn't have to be my responsibility, but I wanted to do something about it. And that's how I started utilizing focusing on Japanese ingredients into cocktails. And then that became basically a concept of bagoto and bagoto miba.
That leads me to a really interesting question. You know, you're from Japan, but you came here at a very young age. So you've lived a long time in New York. So I'm sure a big part of you has New York inspiration, and you have a lot of your Japanese side coming through as well. How do U.S. cocktails and Japanese cocktails differ? What's some of the differences that you've seen over your work at Bargoto?
Yes. So, right now, I actually do not see that much difference between how American bartenders make cocktails and how the Japanese bartenders make cocktails. Right now, the gap between two is closing, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But when I first started bartending, maybe up until, like, let's say 10 years ago, there was a clear difference. The difference is how to use your creativity in cocktails. Mm-hmm. I see Japanese bartenders are using creativity to master the classics. While US bartenders are using the creativity to like modernize, creating new cocktails. Mm-hmm. And kind of like stay inside of the box versus go outside the box, kind of difference.
All right.
As of now, in the last 5 years, I see more American bartenders just slow down and revisit the basics and pay attention to the process and master the classics. And I see more Japanese bartenders go outside of the box and create a new version of a gimlet, modernized version of a classic cocktails.
That's awesome.
I guess the contentious part of our conversation here is sake as a cocktail ingredient.
Yes.
So tell us about using sake as a cocktail ingredient.
When I drink sake, I usually just drink sake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sake cocktail wasn't exactly my choice.
Ah.
But here's me. I wanted to like upgrade Asian themed cocktails, and that was my drive to work on my career. I know that definitely there are sake fans out there who feel wrong about using sake in cocktails, but I have been creating and serving sake-based cocktails about 15 years at this point. Then what I can say to everybody is that if the product is good, people appreciate it.
Yeah.
And that can be made with sake or something else. But the point is that a lot of people haven't met or experienced cocktails made with sake in a great way.
Oh.
So possibly a lot of people have a bad experience drinking sake or sake in cocktails. Sake bomb might be like a notoriously perfect example.
Yes. Yeah, I guess when you boil it down, like a sake bomb is a rudimentary cocktail, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. So customers were asking you for sake cocktails when you first started? Was it something people requested?
Well, the very first cocktail that was approved, my former boss, Audrey Sanders at Pegu Club. And so very first cocktail that went on Pegu Club's menu, that was sake-based martini. But not like a just typical sake tini where people just put whatever the sake that they have and whatever the that they have, just shake it crazy and put the slice of cucumber. It wasn't like that. It was a little more thoughtful sake-based martini. And then that was my very first creation.
Can you tell us what went into that cocktail?
Yes. So this one, it's a mainly sake and a bit of gin and just a hint of maraschino cherry liqueur. And this cocktail is now called Sakura Martini at Bar Goto.
Oh.
Yeah. When I was at Pegu Club, my intention was to garnish the martini with cherry blossom, but I just couldn't find it at that time. And that was, easily 15 years ago. But by the time that I opened Bar Goto, cherry blossom, salted cherry blossom is now widely available. So I was able to easily get it and started using as a garnish for the martini. And now we were able to officially call the martini Sakura Martini.
Wow. Well, it sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Now, I have one more question for you. One thing we hear a lot from sake people is that you can use a sake cocktail as kind of a bridge to reach customers. Give them a sake cocktail first, and then maybe they'll be interested in trying premium sake on its own. What do you think about that? Do you think that's a viable way to introduce people to sake?
Yeah, I say yes. Using a cocktail as a vessel to introduce something new is a good way. And then, because many people tend to order from something that they are already comfortable with. And some people might be a little intimidated by the sake menu. They might not know where to start, but there's a cocktail that's already familiar to the customer. You know, we use that as a starting point and create something new. So that can be a great first introduction. So I guess my answer is that. So cocktail is a great way to introduce sake to sake beginners.
Hmm. Wow, sounds good. Today we are going to be making live on the show. We're going to be mixing drinks, guys. This is really interesting. We're going to be making the Far East Side cocktail. So what can you tell us about this one?
Yes. So this Far East Side is based on this classic American cocktail called South Side. And what the South Side is, it's a basically mojito made with gin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Southside cocktail was one of the very popular cocktails at the 21 Club in New York, in Midtown New York.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so the base is mojito. So this cocktail is one of the most popular cocktails at Bar Goto. But here's a little trick to make sake-based mojito, but taste great.
All right.
I'm excited.
So let me read off the ingredients for the Far East Side cocktail. And then, John, you can introduce the sake that we'll be mixing in this cocktail. So
sure,
the Far East Side cocktail, 2 ounces of sake, 3.5 teaspoons of elderflower liqueur, 2.5 teaspoons of a Blanco tequila, 1 teaspoon of fresh lemon juice, and 4 to 5 shiso leaves. Now, I think if this is based on a mojito, instead of mint, we're going to be using the shiso here. Is that right?
Shiso, yes. Typically mojito, made with rum and about rampart is replaced with sake and tequila. Lime juice, the sour part is now lemon juice in this case.
All right.
But like a simple syrup or sugar, the sweet part is replaced with a elderflower liqueur.
All right.
And yes, as you pointed out, mint is replaced with shiso.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, John, so why don't you introduce us to the sake we're going to be mixing in, and we're going to taste it first, and then we'll put it together in the cocktail.
Right. So today we're going to be drinking the Harushika Junmai Ginjo. This is from Imanishi Seibi Shoten in Nara Prefecture. This is, of course, a Junmai Ginjo. It is 15% alcohol. The rice, which is not listed, is milled down to 60% of its original size. And on the sake meter value, it's coming in at a -3, so a touch on the sweet side. And the acidity is 1.5.
All right. Well, before we get to the cocktail mixing, let's just try the sake on its own and give it a quick taste. So we'll get it in the glass. All right. So it has a lovely, soft ginjo aroma, gentle fruits, really nice. And let's give it a taste. Ooh, it's got a little bit of sweetness there and a rich, smooth, clean. I think this will be a good sake to use in this cocktail.
It's a good sake to have on its own, too. This is lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this cocktail does have some sweetness to it from the elderflower liqueur. So I think a sake that is just a touch on the sweet side is going to be okay. What do you think, Kenta?
Yeah, exactly. So this whole drink is like a fruity, refreshing, kind of spring-ish cocktail. Mm. So you want a sake that gives you the same type of impression.
Excellent.
Okay. Right. So we've got all our ingredients here. Can you walk us through building the cocktail? So the first step is?
First step would be, so John, you're going to put the shiso leaf in a mixing tin. And you're going to add all liquid one by one.
Okay.
Okay. So I've got lemon juice. I'm going to put that in. And I've got elderflower liqueur. We're going to put that in. It's very aromatic, isn't it, the elderflower liqueur? Yeah,
it is.
And
then once the shiso and the French liqueur, the elderflower in this case, mixed together, you will enjoy that new flavor.
And then we're going to put in the sake and the tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've got it all in here now.
So you got the other lemon juice, elderflower, tequila, and sake.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so you're gonna muddle it.
All right.
Okay. So we're using our muddler, and we are mashing up the shiso leaves and all the liquid.
Nice. My muddler does not get a lot of use in the house, I have to say.
Okay. I think I'm muddled.
You're muddled?
Yeah. And if you smell it, do you get the shiso aroma?
Yes.
Okay. You're not, I think you guys muddled well. So next thing, what you want to do is you're going to transfer the content into a different glass. Yeah, perfect. Mm-hmm. Then you want to strain the shiso out.
Mm. Okay.
When you transfer the liquid into the next glass.
Okay.
Yeah, you want only the liquid.
Yep. Okay, got it.
Then you're going to add ice.
Okay, ice going in. Are we going to shake or stir?
We're going to stir it. Yes.
All right.
I will tell you why we are not shaking a little later.
Okay.
Okay, I'm stirring. Good to know. I'm stirring.
I mean, you can use chopsticks. Mm. Just whatever that is. Yes. Try for like a 30 times.
Okay. Got it.
Once do that, then that's it. I mean, sake is, I mean, as everybody knows, it's not like whiskey. It's not 80 proof.
Yeah.
It's very gentle, so we don't want to over dilute.
I see. Now, I have my, the glass I have is a coupe glass. Is that good for serving?
Yeah, it looks great.
And should we garnish with a shiso leaf?
Yeah, that's how we do it at the Bagoto. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I have some extra.
That's an option.
I have some extra great shiso leaves, so I'm going to garnish with shiso.
All right.
Okay, John, I'm pouring. All right. This looks beautiful. I don't think I've ever made a cocktail that looks this nice.
And garnish. All right.
All right.
Here we go.
All right. Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Okay. I'm going to try this. Mmm. That's good.
Yeah. This actually really does remind me of a Southside.
Yeah. And the shiso flavor is very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
But it really brings out a bright, fresh, grassy taste. It's lovely.
Oh yeah. So the base is sake, but the key players in the cocktail is shiso, elderflower, and tequila.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Although we put a just tiny portion of tequila, but we are using tequila as a sort of kind of backbone cocktails, since sake is so delicate and comes at the lower proof.
I have to say, I was a little nervous about the presence of tequila. I've had some bad experiences, but yeah, very nice here, very subtle.
Then the reason that we don't see cocktails made with sake often enough is that I guess a lot of people needs to just understand that most of recipe that we use as a starting point to create cocktails utilize like 80 proof or even higher.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the recipe for classic cocktails use higher spirits,
yes,
not something like sake.
Yes.
So when you create cocktails with sake, let's say you're going to make a sake gimlet.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to just simply swap gin with sake and stop right there. You just need to tweak the recipe so that you have a right balance between sake and other ingredients. Basically, these are alcohol, sour, and sweet. So right now, it's when you make mojito, it's basically rum, sour, and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the kind of commonly used proportion. 2 ounces of 80 proof spirits,
mm-hmm,
and 3/4 of lemon or lime sour.
Mm-hmm.
3/4 to maybe 1 ounce of sweet.
Sweet, okay.
I see.
But when you make cocktail with sake, you want to tweak it like this.
Oh.
So you're going to use 2 ounces of sake, fully replaced 80 proof rum, but since proof is so different that you're going to add just, in this case, 2.5 teaspoons of tequila.
Mm.
Just tiny portion of a higher spirits as a backbone.
Mm.
So dialing up the quantity of alcohol and dialing down of sour and sweet.
Well,
balance.
Mm.
So it's all about maintaining that balance. Mm-hmm. Starting with a lower proof base, you have to make adjustments in other areas. Yeah.
Paying attention to the proof of sake is the most important thing. Then next thing is just finding that right type of sake to the flavor that you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, there are some sakes that are higher in alcohol, 18, 19%. Mm-hmm. Some are super fruity. Some are really umami driven.
Yeah.
Have you played around with using that style of sake, those umami forward sakes, as a cocktail mixer?
Yeah, aside from our Sakura Martini, we have this martini made with like Hakkaisan Kijoshu, which we think it's like umami, which almost a hint of sweetness to it, compared to the Harushika sake that you just tasted. It's much fuller, richer, and a touch sweeter. So we use the Hakkaisan Kijoshu with Japanese rice vodka to make a slightly umami-oriented sake martini.
Nice.
That's great. Have you ever tried those unpasteurized Muroka Nama Genshu sakes that are, they're super juicy and fruity, lots of melon? Have you ever used something like that in a cocktail?
Yeah. In addition to the proof of sake you need to pay attention to, just finding the right type of sake and right type of spirits. So let's say to make martini, sake martini, and you want to use, so if you're going to make sake martini with the Harushika sake that you just used today, maybe you need to pick a gin that is very soft, not so juniper berry oriented. But at the same time, you have some sake that's like namazake or Yamahai or something bolder, then you might want to pick a gin that is more like a kind of classic, like traditional London style gin, like very crisp and juniper. So that's my 2 cents.
Awesome. Nice.
So where can our listeners find out more about you and visit your bars and find you online, all that other good stuff?
Sure. So right now we have 2 locations. Bar Goto is in Manhattan and also Brooklyn. One is Lower East Side. The one in Brooklyn is 1 block away from Barclays Center.
Very convenient location for anybody going to an event over there.
So if you go see Brooklyn Nets, you know where to stop before and after the game.
Excellent.
And where can people find you online if they want to read more about you?
Yeah, anyone can just message to Bar Goto or Bar Goto Niban through Instagram, and that's going to be transferred to my phone. So yeah,
awesome.
Questions.
We'll be sure to put all your contact information and information on your bars in our show notes. So anyone who's interested in tasting your cocktails here in New York City can visit you or check out your social media. Goto-san, thank you so much for joining us today. This was such a delicious cocktail. I hope all our listeners will try to make it at home. And you taught us a lot about using sake in cocktails. I have a whole new perspective. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. In addition to Goto-san, I want to also thank our patrons for supporting us each and every week and helping us bringing you Sake Revolution. If you would like to become a patron, please visit us at patreon.com/sakerevolution.
And another great way to support us is by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or your podcast platform of choice. It really, really, really does help get the word out about our show. So until next time, please grab a glass. Remember to keep drinking sake-based cocktails and kanpai.
This is really good.
This is delicious.
I like this cocktail.
Oh, right.